The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Around. We got Tim Hardaway, you got Tom Tolbert, you got Mitch Richmond coming up and down. The Warriors and the Giants, and we know about the Giants doing it year in and year out, bringing back their legends. The Giants celebrate anything. Hi, we won 86 games in 1980. Hey, let's have the anniversary team. They don't care, but that's what they do. And it's first class, and it's really cool. And the Niners have jumped on board by having alumni weekend, and having guys like Frank Gore and Willis always around, and Brian Young always around. So that's just what the Bay Area does, man. It's first class when it comes to these organizations, on how they run things and how they bring their legends back.
I was proud of the fans, too. You were there, so maybe you can tell me different, but when he got fouled, and I think he hit some free throws, but when he hit the first three, a little bit through the first quarter, I felt like a crowd kind of cheered for him.
Oh, absolutely.
That was what it felt through the TV.
The crowd was conflicted. It's Captain Clay.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, and so when we think about the show the last 2 years and all the rhetoric about Clay Thompson, all the disrespect, that doesn't represent the 18,000 plus last night. That doesn't represent all of Dub Nation. If you're a real one out there, if you understand where this Warriors organization was and where it's at now, you respect the fact that Klay Thompson helped you win four championships. Again, we were playing some of his top five moments, and there's so many. The fadeaway in Indiana, one of the first game winners under Mark Jackson on the baseline back at Casico Fieldhouse in Indiana. The 60 points on 11 dribbles. We talk about that. The playoff moments. Again, I said it last night, and I'll say it again. Game 6 in Oklahoma City, not one of my favorite Warrior wins. It's one of my favorite NBA games ever. Ever. I'm talking all the time NBA games. And Klay Thompson had a big hand in that. So, real Warrior fans, diehard Warrior fans who understood and understand where this organization has come from and where they're at now, they're going to pay their respects to Klay Thompson. Because it doesn't happen without Klay Thompson, doesn't happen without Draymond Green, doesn't happen without Stephen Curry. You needed all three of these guys, and they fit together perfectly like a puzzle, man. So that's why it was crazy to see them yesterday, Steph guarding Klay, Klay guarding Draymond. It was a bit personal. It was like practice.
It was very personal. I was just very proud of the fans and seeing them all show out, and they were there early watching him warm up, and the way that everyone had the hat out tipping to him.
Tipping the cap,
the visual was so cool. And I kept thinking, like, how absurd was it that the Giants brought Brandon Belt out on a boat? Like, I mean, like, at one point, that was a thing, you know, him with the captain hat.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking now it's synonymous. From here on out in the Bay Area, you wear the captain hat, it equates to Clay.
Yep.
And it's not disrespect to Brandon Belt, but it's like so far, few and far between. But I was thinking about just the visuals of seeing everyone in unison tip the cap to him and seeing that. That was the most I seen him. I don't know if he was choked up. That's probably too strong of a way to put it. But you could tell, like, that hit him in the soul.
Oh, it hit him hard.
I could see it through the TV that it hit him.
It hit him hard. It hit him hard to watch that. And I'm watching the Mavericks look at the tribute video, and Clay's looking at those highlights, you know, being a number one. And Bob Myers had a great story about him in the draft process. I had no idea that Clay went back to school. And if he didn't go back to school, did he age? Just talk about, I'm going to draft this kid, Klay Thompson, late in the first round. But Clay decides to go back to Washington State, as Bob Myers tells it. And the pre-draft buzz was like, yo, this guy's rising up the charts. We need to get this dude.
He said Milwaukee would have taken him if they didn't trade out with
Zach.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
Wow. Sacramento drafting Jimmer for that.
Well,
over Klay Thompson.
There was a point in time Jimmer was a commodity.
He was.
He was a lot of fun at BYU.
But like, Jimmer was a thing, was it not?
He was a big type thing.
It came right after Adam Morrison, so right. I was very skeptical.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know about this one.
It was Jimmer Mania, right?
It was.
Was that what it was called, Jimmer Mania?
Something like that. I mean, he was big at BYU, and it was very predictable what happened in the NBA.
This is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance at Pleasant Hill today. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. 888-957-9570. We can shift gears a little bit. We'll continue talking Clay in his return. What do you think about what the Warriors did for him? I thought it was first class all the way around by the Golden State Warriors. But also, how do you feel about this basketball team? They're 9-2, folks. And usually that first home game back off a long road trip doesn't go your way. And the Warriors were down 7, 112-105, and Dallas had taken complete control. You're thinking, Clay's going to get the last laugh in the first round between the Warriors and Mavericks. And Melton hits a three. And then Steph scores 10 straight. And then the Warriors survive and win by three, 120-117. Is this legit? Are the Warriors legit folks in the Western Conference?
And this is now multiple times in one week where you've traded blows with, I believe, to be a very good team late in the fourth quarter and found yourself on the other end.
Defending Western Conference champs.
I love where the Warriors are at. And I was thinking about this, too. Like, I truly believe the Boston, Cleveland, OKC setup was a perfect ramp-up for the emotions of this night that they had last night. And I think that they're on fire right now. They're two games away from where I want them to be.
Yeah.
Know what happens if they win two more games in a row. Well, then I will allow myself to believe that they can go on a deep playoff run.
Well,
and Bonte, you're going to be right there with me.
Well, listen, I told you. Well, I've been there.
They're 9-2. They're seven games above.
Listen, you know I'm a sucker. I'm easily swayed when it comes to the Warriors. Unnamed player said we win at 50. Bonte said, okay, I'm all board. We win 50.
Our boy in San Jose thinks that they can win 58-62.
Nick in San Jose. So the unnamed player, everybody was laughing, said, "Oh, Bonte, come on, stop it, man. I don't make up things." The guy goes, "Hey, Bonte, I'm telling you, we win at 50." Said, "Okay, dude, I'm there. I'm there with you."
It's worth saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team can make a deep run to the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Well, you got Memphis on Friday. Probably not going to have Ja. You go back to L.A., you go play the Clippers for the first time into a dome. Got a little payback on your mind, right? Got some payback on your mind against the L.A. Clippers.
That will never get old.
Then you got Grant Lifvin's Hawks, who had a big win yesterday in Boston. They had a big win in Boston. Grant Lifvin's Hawks, man.
Just stop, Grant
Lifvin. Dude, they had a big win in Boston.
I like how you even dropped that line on Warriors postgame.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on, you know me.
That was one of the biggest upsets against the spread ever, by the way.
Yeah.
In like the last 30 years, really? It was like the fifth greatest. They were like 16.5-point dogs.
Yeah. They won 117, 116 or something like that. All right, so you get Grant Lifvin's Hawks, and you guys are all laughing, but it'll be a homecoming for him. And then you go on the road for
back-to-back. Not Dominique Wilkins' Hawks. Not his Hawks. No, Grant Lifvin's Hawks.
Then you go on the back-to-back. You have the Pelicans, and you have the San Antonio Spurs. The Pelly Pels and the Spurs. The Pelicans are beat up. They got nobody playing right now.
And you get
Wimby on a Saturday afternoon. So all of a sudden, you look in here over the next five games, you're 9-2. Next five, you go 4-1. You're 13-3, Warrior fans.
Oh, that would put us 10 games above. And that will put me in the zone.
And then you come back home.
Saying that we can go on a deep playoff run.
And then look at this. You come back home, you host Brooklyn, and you take out OKC without Chet before going to Phoenix and Denver. Hey, man.
We can admit this. Early on, they're more tight-knit right now than they were at any point last year.
Man.
As a roster?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's they're more tight-knit through whatever, the 10 games that they've played right now, than at any point last year. And it feels like all their pieces are fitting right now.
They're all fitting.
If I was to tell you guys a couple months ago, before both of these seasons started, on November 13th, you feel better about the Golden State Warriors playoff run chances than the San Francisco 49ers?
It's insane, but I do.
It's pretty crazy.
You know what's funny?
But I do, though. No, so, like, it is insane, and I agree with you.
So, you know what's funny about that question, Spinotti? So, we always get a call today, Matt, in the corner pocket. Matt in the quarter pocket. Calls the show all the time.
Not top hat Matt.
Drop of the hat Matt.
Drop of the hat Matt.
That's it. Matt in the quarter pocket. And he sits right by the tunnel across from the visiting bitch.
In the corner pocket of
corner
the arena?
Corner pocket of the arena. And he's always like, hey, boss, hey, mom, hey. He's like screaming. He goes, hey, boss, hey, chief. He remembers the conversation. He's a big-time roaster.
Oh, hey, boss, hey, chief.
He goes, last night, you should ask Shasky, because I want to hear his crazy-ass answer. Who's got a better shot in the playoffs, the Warriors or the Niners? I said, man, I'm not even going there right now,
man. I'll tell you right now, it's the Warriors.
We're only in November. We're only in early November.
No, Bonte. With all of my soul, I'm looking you in the eye right now, and I'm telling you, it is the Warriors, because we have one of those guys. All-time minted legend. We have a freaking champion four times over. And by the way, Draymond Green is having a career rejuvenation season. Buddy Hield, career year.
What if
Andrew Wiggins back?
What if the Niners win three straight?
I don't care.
You don't care? No. If the Niners, you're telling me, if the Niners did just be Seattle, Green Bay, Buffalo,
Bonte, we have a guy who's in the league right now. His name is Patrick Mahomes. Okay, so you're asking me who can win a championship? I'm gonna go with the Warriors.
Because
he's our Patrick Mahomes. Look, I'm not disrespecting the Niners. I'm telling you right now, this Warrior team, we're all back in love.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I feel really pissed that I put the 10-game barometer on myself, because you know how bad I want to come in here and just suspend the stupid rule that I created? This team is real.
I'm not buying that rule.
This team is real.
Yeah, I know. That's why
Buddy Hield running out onto the court and celebrating with Steph Curry. Buddy and Steph are, dude, they're bucket buddies.
Well, Buddy, for the plus minus geeks, if anybody believes it,
the plus minus,
you know what Buddy was in case in terms of plus minus?
A minus 75.
Minus 21.
Okay, close.
Pods was minus 19.
Yeah, but Vibes were plus 30.
Minus 15. No, Vibes are plus a million.
Vibes are plus 30.
Vibes are plus a million. Has a bet question for Bonte Warriors over under. We'll get to James and Napa as Lubman has a conference. Lubman, by the way, he has more conversations with our callers during the show than he has with us. It's unbelievable. I see him back there. He's like having phone conversations.
Lubman.
Well, that's called the vetting process.
Is it the party line?
We've been told from the big bosses the vetting process has to get better. So there you go. Deep dive. FBI. Back here.
Call. Sam, hi. To make this phone call, I'm going to have to get a FICO score, and I'm going to have to get your last
Show
2 years
Carfax.
Worth of returns and some W-2s in the last couple of weeks.
Lubman's giving his takes. Oh, the Giants. Yeah, we're not talking Giants, but let me tell you, man, Buster Posey and the whole Juan Soto. By the way, the Giants talk about they're going to meet with Juan Soto in Indianapolis. Like, yeah, they're not meeting with Juan Soto. It's just afternoons to just sign somebody, please. You're embarrassing yourself. Don't do this to Posey. We're already talking about cutting payroll. So much for Mike Trout. So much for making that move. The Warriors are 9-2. They beat the Mavericks last night. Is this legit? Are you starting to believe? 50 wins, an unnamed player said. Right now, they're 9-2.
This unnamed player.
I'm going to use that all season.
50 wins.
Hell, they may win 55.
Make sure you don't miss that break, bro.
They may win 55 in the West, man.
Giants unnamed player said that they might get Mike Trout.
Yeah, don't miss that break, doggy.
Ain't nobody ever said that. All right, more coming up. James and Apple, we'll get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570. Dub Nation, how you feeling about the win? What was the key last night? How bad is Steph? I got a lot to talk about when it comes to the Dubs right now. Anthony Slater, 8:30. All that coming up. Brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
Hand off to Minka, trying to get downhill. Crossover dribble. Down the lane to the rack. It was blocked by the rim. Saved by the Mavs. And now it's going to be Klay Thompson in transition. And he hits a three from the right hash mark.
Seen a few of those.
Yep. 28-25. Klay has cut the Warrior lead in half with 77 seconds to go.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to the Morning Roast with Monte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. You better hit those brakes, Monte.
I'm trying to, Steve, and I'm going to need to today because I'm off like 3 hours of sleep, man, because I'm on a high right now. This team's gotten going. Dub Nation, this team's gotten going. 9-2 right now. Rolling at home. Rolling on the road. 37 for the chef, Stephen Curry. They outlast Klay Thompson and the Mavericks. Klay with 22 a season high. 6 made 3s. But Draymond Green, Steph Curry, D'Anthony, Melton. What a game for him. Andrew Wiggins playing defense and hustling and showing a lot of energy. And I hope you bought stock bucket in two-way wings because he's playing his ass off. We didn't even know if he was going to go last night with the lower back strain, but he gutted it out, and he defended Luka as well as you could defend him. You're not going to stop him from scoring, but can you make it difficult? And Luka went 2 of 10. Kuminga and Buddy Love off the bench. Buddy Hield, Buddy Buckets, Buddy Love. I don't give a damn. Buddy is getting buckets right now with 14 points and 16 from Kuminga. I'm telling you, Shasky, I'm feeling this. I'm feeling this team right now. I don't know how good they're going to be. I'm not saying they're going to win a championship at all. I don't even know if this is going to be the final roster. What is Mike Dunleavy going to do? Because, like good organizations, the phone lines are always open. They're always looking to strike. You heard Windhorse last week saying the Warriors have an itchy trigger finger. I haven't heard from Joe Lacob to start the season. He's laying in a cut. He's got the beard growing. He's sitting there scratching his beard saying, what do I do? What do I do? I got a team that's 9-2 right now. I'm just feeling really good about the style of play, the balance in offense. They're taking care of the basketball. Draymond's barking at everybody. Steve Kerr's pushing all the right buttons. Looking at the landscape of the Western Conference, man, this team's a problem. This team's going to be a problem for a lot of teams in the West this season. I'm feeling good right now.
It's a long year.
It's a long year.
All right? It's a long, long year. That being said, what do you think I think?
I don't know what you think.
What
man.
Do you think?
I don't know what you thought. I never know what you think.
Celtics, Oklahoma City, and the Mavericks in a four-game stretch. What does Bonte Hill think Joe Shasky thinks this morning?
I think you're on cloud nine
after
right
Steph
now.
Curry hit multiple shots late, turned into the camera like it was personal, and basically put the Golden State jersey up and was yelling God knows what. I don't know. All you lip readers, I don't know what he was yelling.
We're going to get the Legends audio soon. We're going to get, you know, how they go behind the scenes and get the audio on the court, Legends kick out. We'll get that soon because somebody's going to figure it out. But that jersey pop with the Golden State Warriors.
Bonte, that felt
think about it,
personal.
And it was on TNT.
That was a shot across the bow.
Well, it was on TNT, so you know Charles Barkley's watching. And there's no doubt Steph Curry and company heard Charles Barkley go to a commercial break the first week of the season. Yeah, the Golden State Warriors are going to be trash. Yeah, right. They're trash. They're going to suck.
He's been doubting us
and
for
now
15
Barkley's
years.
Watching it saying, uh-oh. The city of San Francisco, the entire Bay Area, with Deebo Samuel, Slick Rick, Ricky Pearsall in attendance, P-Lo's in the building, Ryan Coogler's in the building with a Captain Clay hat with his lovely wife, the who's who with the stars is out there the last night, and they're saying, hey, Bonte, hey, Mully, hey, Fezzi, you tell Shasky, this team is for real. And Dub Nation out there in Tri-City who are listening, hey, we're listening to the roast. This team is going to win 50. And you know what people say? You've been bramming everybody. That unnamed player you keep saying, talking about, Bonte, he was right. They're going to win 55 this year. Well, I don't know about that. But I noticed Steve Kerr's pressing all the right buttons, and they're off to a hot start. I'm thinking they're going to be 13-3 after the next five.
Here's the part that I'm most encouraged. Like, obviously, the style of play, the joy, the connectivity, the camaraderie.
Shasky, you know what I love? That's all good. It's the trapping and the scrapping and the diving on the floor for loose balls and deflections and picking up 94 feet defensively saying, we're going to just out-scrap you.
It's one thing to have all those things. They've also faced adversity.
Yep.
Like, that's where I was going with it. Like, Steph's missed some time, you know, and Wiggins has missed a couple of games. And Kuminga was at first, you know, probably a little upset that he had to go to the bench. Has anyone said a peep?
No.
Has he said a peep? Have you seen any bad body language?
You know what you've seen? You've seen Kuminga play even better.
And raise
his game to another level.
Yeah, since going to the bench, as a reserve, 17 plus points a game and shooting over 50% from the field. So, no, he's been amazing. And, like, Pods has been low-key kind of weak, right? Like, and like all these little things. It's not like everyone on the entire roster is playing lights out.
No.
Melton's missed time. So to me, like, the encouraging thing is not only are they stacking wins and they playing a great brand of ball, it's not like they haven't had some things not go their way.
Right.
You know, the schedule was not favorable. What was favorable? Guys missing from the from other teams. Like, I'll acknowledge that. Things have bounced their way in terms of who they've played, when they've played them, guys missing. But all you can control is your effort level. And right now, I'm watching a team that feels like a team. And there was this picture that used to be up in the Reardon locker room. Together, everyone achieves more. And that's the team, you know, algorithm, if you will, where it's spelt out. And it really, truly feels like they've built a team. And I have to give credit not only to Draymond Green for kind of galvanizing himself and looking himself in the mirror, but also Dunleavy and Steph Curry to put together this team and for them to make it work. great leadership from the front office and the franchise's greatest player because he has led the way.
No, and don't forget about Jerry Stackhouse and Terry Stotts. I hear what Draymond Green said with Tim Roy after the game last night about their defensive game plan.
Stackhouse, that's Stack's defense. You know, it's been my defense for years. But that's Stack's defense. I've never seen. Mike Brown took so much pride in the defense, man. And Stackhouse beats him by a long shot. We're just trying to operate his defense, execute his defense the way we're capable of. And me being the anchor of that, got to hold it down.
Jerry Stackhouse, that's his defense. And those moves, those subtle moves that the Warriors made, not only on the court with Buddy Hield and D'Anthony Melton and Colin Anderson. You remember how excited I was about D'Anthony Melton. If his back could hold up, you got a steal here. Because I always wondered, why the hell did Memphis trade him? Why did they trade him? That's their problem, not ours. But the additions of Terry Stotts and the additions of Jerry Stackhouse defensively, to have some new wrinkles, they are trapping and doubling, and these teams don't even know where it's coming from, and I do believe that's sustainable. To hear Draymond Green say, for years, this is my defense. This is all Stack's defense, and I'm just trying to be the anchor of it. Everything's come together beautifully, and guess what? They're still working the fall lines. You believe the Warriors, they're trying to get better, because there's going to be a point, and Willie keeps saying this, this league is up for grabs this year. Boston doesn't look like a clear-cut favorite to me in that style of play. The New York Knicks are beatable. Philadelphia is beatable. The Mavericks are going to be beatable, but they're tough.
Beatable. Philadelphia's in shambles.
They're in shambles right now. They'll get healthy, though. They'll make a run. There's no doubt. They'll make a run.
I'm skeptical. We'll
see about it. But this league is wide open.
Oh, that I agree with.
And if you get these, if you get Draymond to step back into a seven-game series, it's hard to bet against these guys. They've stacked a lot of postseason wins, so there could be... could be something happening in the Western Conference. Somebody's going to strike a deal quick.
So now Stackhouse is like Lord Vic Fangio or Dick LeBeau?
He's D'Amico.
D'Amico? I was going to say maybe Belichick Fortuna. No, like seriously, we need a good nickname for Stack.
We don't need a nickname. We just call him Stackhouse. And we know what he's about. I'm just hoping Stack doesn't get a job next year from somebody.
Well, let's worry about this year. I look at Terry Stotts, and it was late in the fourth quarter of the OKC game, and OKC's going on a run, and Stotts stands up, walks over to Steve Kerr. Now, I'm lip reading. He goes, "You got a timeout left. We should use it," or something to that effect. And then Steve Kerr's like, all right, nodded his head, and then hit the timeout. And it was, I had said it in the group, that like, we need a timeout right here, guys. And they fired off the timeout. Having a guy who was a former head coach for as long as he was, it does, like,
it helps.
You need that validation from someone else on that bench because you're kicking around ideas. Look, a coach throughout a game is second-guessing themselves on everything. And they're going the yin and the yang on every decision. And so to have someone else either validate or go against you or challenge or whatever it is, I think that helps. And I'm with you. Stack and Stotts have been welcome additions.
Well, what the Warriors wanted to do was add a former coach. And they have one in Kitty Atkinson, so you want to replace him with a former coach. So you get that in Terry Stotts. And he's going to throw his little offensive wrinkles. They had a great offensive basketball up in Portland. They played great offensive basketball, I should say. Said he wanted a former player, which he hadn't had on the staff in a while. Remember, they had Luke Walton.
It's true.
They had Willie Green. They had Aaron Miles.
One of the Collinses.
One of the college, Jaren Collins. So you had a former player.
Yeah.
Now you get Stackhouse, who was a former All-NBA player and an All-Star. And a lot of players know who Jerry Stackhouse is. He was a high flyer. We know him from North Carolina. So you get the former player, the former coach, and you get Chris DeMarco and Q Frazier back up in their positions there where they're really good assistants. And you get Ron Adams there as a defensive consultant. And all of a sudden, Steve Kerr's got a staff. Dunleavy's pulling all the right strings, requesting it to Steve Kerr. Hey, maybe we shake up the coach staff a little bit here. So for Draymond to acknowledge, this is Stack's defense. And right now, Stack's defense has them in the top five in a lot of defensive categories.
Crazy.
And if you want to win championships in this league, you need to have top five offense and defense. And the offense is connected to the defense, and defense connected to the offense, leading to wide open threes. I just can't get it. You saw it right away, Shasky. The trapping.
I know.
Kyrie Irving, even though Kyrie was solid, and he's a great shot maker.
Kyrie's solid.
He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
Me watching the game back, and what did I say? How many times?
Well, I always fear Kyrie.
Kyrie is unreal.
Kyrie is unreal. But even though he went 8-13 and he scored a 21, I never felt like he got into the full rhythm of the game.
Yeah, I would agree with
because
that.
The Warriors were pestering him all over the place, putting a body on him, hacking him.
Yeah.
Full court, traps, doubles, get the ball out of his hands. And they forced Luka and Kyrie
to a combined 10 turnovers. They each have five. That's Stackhouse. That's Draymond anchoring. That's Wiggins getting up on your ass and playing two-way wings type of defense. And that's Kuminga coming in off the bench saying, let me get a piece of Luka too. Everything's coming together here. They deserve a lot of credit for putting this team together. They're 9-2 right now.
I think the number one thing, when you saw a glimpse of that closing lineup, it was like, okay,
if
Melton can stay healthy,
yep.
And that the threading the needle on the health for Melton and Wiggins is vital. But if they can stay healthy, wow. Like, because Melton is a defender who's smart, who can ball handle in the half court, can knock down shots. You cannot lay off him. You saw him hit the three. Then you got J.K., so you got the athleticism. Wiggins gives you a little bit of everything, and he's going to guard whoever the dude is on the other team who's just the perimeter beast. And then you let Draymond be Draymond.
Yeah.
I thought that having that glimpse of that closing lineup, I was like, all right, I see it.
You see something.
I see it.
D'Anthony Melton, kind of like Otto Porter Jr., can he remain healthy? Can you keep him healthy? Now, Otto Porter Jr. was a little, obviously he had a lot more years under his belt.
Yeah.
But remember KC, was it KC Johnson from NBCS Chicago,
that's
maybe?
Right. You're right.
We had him on in the offseason. He said, what about Otto Porter Jr.? He goes, if he's healthy, this is one of the steals of the offseason. And Otto Porter Jr., he wasn't lying.
I loved Otto Porter Jr.
Now, D'Anthony Melton, you know, from day one, I was like, Chesky, I like this move a lot, man. Lifetime 37% three-point shooter. He hits two yesterday after hitting five at OKC, and he's rebounding, and he's defending. If that back could hold up, and you could get to the playoffs, and you got it Melton. Again, in that Western Conference semifinal series with Memphis a couple years ago, Melton was getting into it with Poole.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steph, and I said, man, this guy, they need to play him more. I remember saying that in real time, and they traded him to Philadelphia, and I said, they traded the wrong guy. You should have traded Dylan Brooks. You keep a guy like this. Well, as D. Wright said yesterday, he's an L.A. guy, and I know the Clippers are fishing at D'Anthony Melton, too. They wanted some Melton in their life. Well, the Warriors are able to steal him at $12 million for a year, and this may be a great, we talk about Buddy Hield being a bargain. D'Anthony Melton's more of a complete player than Buddy, and I like what Buddy's doing. I'm not trying to diminish what Buddy's done yet. But Melton, as a two-way player, just completes the starting lineup. You get a little defense and offense.
Well, and it does feel, I mean, you've had the Boston game. OKC got, in the words of Bonte, a little hairy down the stretch. And then this one, everybody says you got to have two stars. You got to have two stars. Down the stretch, having just the one star does make things clear. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I wouldn't take another. I'm just saying that, like, in the half court, like, understanding, hey, Curry's got to get the ball. That doesn't mean he has to take the shot. I'm just saying it starts and ends with him. There is some singularity with that. I think that there's some positivity.
I think in 2014-15, even though Klay made an all-star game in New York City, I don't know if he was considered a star quite yet.
No.
So
no,
to me, it was like Steph,
I would agree with
you. You know what I mean? Yes. And you get what I'm going, but Steph, Klay was obviously the number two.
I
you
think
know
that he would take we shots. Retroactively right. stapled him at, or slapped him as a superstar. Right. I don't think he had arrived to that degree.
No, he hasn't arrived yet, but he made the all-star, though. He was on the come up, no doubt about that. But this team definitely having Steph knowing that he's going to have the ball. And again, I don't ever want to hear an editor. Not that I hear it anymore, but the whole narrative that he wasn't clutch, think about how stupid that was. People that was riding with that and running with that saying, oh, he ain't really that clutch. Really?
Well, like, you just saw Dwayne Wade get a statue for the This Is My House moment. I mean, he's had so many of them. That's a statue-esque moment for Steph on Klay night, for crying out loud.
Screaming into the camera like that?
I've never seen him act like that.
With the veins popping out? Yeah, he wants it. He's feeling it
game
right now.
Game four in Boston, he didn't even react like that.
Just listen to his post-game pressers. We had him on twice in a week on NBC Sports, and you could tell he's in his bag. He's thinking about this team, and he told us all. He gave us a warning shot in the summer. Let me see where we're at. Can we stay relevant?
You know what? I'm not trying to start anything. I'm not. I'm just saying I'm watching him do that and put the Golden State out, and it's like, oh, my God, this is so deeply personal to him. All of it. Just everything.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Everything.
No doubt it is.
This is all deeply personal. I'm not trying to wedge anything amongst anyone, and I respect everybody involved, right? Clay, Dre, Warriors front office.
I'm telling you.
It was deeply personal.
I'm telling you. The first possession, when we're sitting there in the tunnel, and the first possession, and I got to tip that the first possession would go to Klay Thompson, post up, whatever it was.
You got a tip? So, wait, someone walked over to you, hit you in the elbow, saying, hey, I got a tip.
Well, when I'm making the rounds at Chase Center, the pregame routine, and you know, you kind of know some people, and yo, you know the first play is going to Klay, right?
Quiet down.
I'm done.
Keep it up. So the king is walking around his palace.
Travels across the
it's
realm.
Done.
So the king's tail. What is the king's tail?
So I didn't count for you.
Milish, you're walking around your palace at Chase Center.
I just said, I got a tip that first possession was going to go to Klay Thompson on post up. And Steph Curry fouled him. He was like, yeah, I'm not letting him score.
Was it the master of coin or the master of whisperers that let you know? Varys' little birds? Raymond Neither. Ritter's little birds?
Hey, you know.
Raymond Ritter's little birds! Spadoni!
Raymond Ritter had nothing to do with that. You guys trying to clown, man.
No,
trying to clown.
Having fun with it!
I know, I'm trying to clown, man. Just trying to
Bonte, winter
game.
Is coming. I don't know if you know this.
Winter's game. Just trying to educate y'all, man. Come to some games. Start talking to some people. Shaking some hands. Maybe you'll get some insight like this.
All right, Bonte of House
Hill. You guys want to stay on your couches, not go to the gym.
Bonte of House Hill.
You know? Come to the gym every now and then. It's all right.
What would your little like symbol be because of the dire wolf for the Starks? What's Bonte Hill? The House Hill. What is your
Gucci.
Picture?
What is my symbol?
Yeah. Sigil. Gucci.
Thank you. I couldn't find the word.
Versace.
What is it? A sigil?
A sigil, yeah.
Sigil. What would my sigil be? Oh my, it'd be Steph Curry's face screaming.
Steph's face.
That's my sigil. That's
be like
it'd
your
be.
Face doing the oh baby.
It could yeah, be that. That'd be a good sigil.
Or the panic meter face.
I like the word sigil. The panic face. Hey, well,
that'd be pretty funny.
Well, the arrogance meter's going to be coming out soon. Oh. That's where we're at.
Oh.
The arrogance meter will be coming out soon.
I should get royalties on the panic meter.
No, you shouldn't. That was my thing.
Oh, my God.
That was my thing.
Well, how's it your thing when you literally rip me every single day for like 5 years straight?
Yeah, that was
about
like you're
panicking.
And I was like, we got a panic meter. That was my thing. What do you mean?
Yeah, but it should be my face up there.
No, your face shouldn't be up there.
Why not?
I don't know. His face is more panic sometimes.
No, I'm not putting his face up there. I'm trying to keep viewers on TV.
I mean, come on. Just give me a little love. This is a little drop.
I feel like
Steph Curry. It's personal.
You like sometimes, like my fiance, you know, you give them some free stuff and then
I know everything.
You know, they want to ask for more things and more things and more things. Like Baby Chess, hey, we already got all the toys. You got your Barbie van, got your Barbie spa. Oh, wait, now you want more? Wait, you want
can
more
I get
plays?
A feature on your album? That's
this,
all.
This
I, you
guy,
know, one
see, so I
16
say all
bars.
That to say,
the panic meter featuring Joe Shasky.
Literally on Sunday. The first 3 minutes of the Toyota Warriors postgame live, Shasky gets a name drop within the first 3 minutes of the show. Not 95-7 the game, not Anna, not Baby Chess, not Lubin, Joe Shasky. Joe Shasky name gets dropped every other show, and it's not appreciated. You know, you see what I'm dealing with here? I give them love all the time.
You know, Mully knows
more.
The streets, and streets
and
know
more.
That Shasky's
People
real.
Get
and
greedy.
So,
I do always see your name on the post-game show, Shasky, because they have the little byline at the bottom. Listen to more about this game on the Morning Roast with Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky.
Right there, bold letters.
It is, honestly,
bold
I'm not going to lie to you.
Fooled on that.
It's a pinch me moment every time I see it.
I always think of you when I see it.
And he's begging for more.
I always want more.
It's never enough.
Who doesn't want more?
It's never enough.
You know?
I think we all want more in life.
So he wants his face on my panic meter. He wants his face on my panic meter. My arrogance
meter.
No, it's my panic meter.
We are panicking.
It's mine because you guys are panicking when I told you not to panic. They're going to win the championship, and you guys are freaking out about the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm telling you, they're frauds. They're going to beat them in six. And what happened? They beat them in six.
Hey, the king said it. It is said, so it is written.
It is written. Go check the audio, damn it. I'm off, no sleep.
That's the old station. We don't have that anymore.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Ernie Chavez is out there. He can find some things.
I don't know. I haven't heard from Ernie in a while.
We could find some things. Yeah, oh, yeah, YouTube chat. Just, I thought it was coming back. It's not coming back yet? Yeah.
Was that the greatest regular season game at Chase Center history? Or is it just that's not even on the radar?
That was the most memorable one because it was the return of Klay Thompson.
Just everything. But there's been, no, but like,
you had a great game last year with the Phoenix Suns. You had a Bucks game with the Warriors were down
Bucks
8.
OT.
Steph went crazy. What about Klay Thompson on a Saturday night alongside Jordan Poole scored 30-plus on a Saturday night against Milwaukee without Stephen Curry? You've had some great regular season games at Chase Center.
Exposed Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, no doubt. You had some great games. You had the LeBron James and Steph Curry double OT, right?
Yeah. That was an insane game. Yeah.
But this one felt different.
The NBA on ESPN.
Because it was Klay Thompson, our Bay Area. He's a family member. He's always going to eat for free. And with him in the building, and basically saying, yeah, I don't want all this. I don't want all this love. I just want to play basketball. It did feel different. It felt different, folks. I'm telling you.
You're saying he's a family member? To go Tony Soprano on you, it felt like Steph Curry, after the car crash of that game, put his, you know, hands over, over, you know, the Chris Moltisanti and said, yeah, this one's over. I you can't go with me.
No,
as I go penguin on you as
you're
well.
You're over there now. You're the ops. You're the ops.
I couldn't believe.
You're the ops.
I couldn't believe his reaction. Like, I knew it mattered. You know what I mean? But, like, he was screaming.
Before we get to James and Napa.
Screaming.
Because he's been waiting on hold for a long time. I want to get to James and Napa. The first quarter, the first possession, Klay Thompson gets the ball against Steph, and Steph fouls him. And Draymond's coming over for the weak side help, and he's coming over hard for the double. I mean, hard. I'm like, wait a minute. This guy's moving up. The way he was moving was just different.
Yeah, he gets up for these November games.
He does now. He hits a three over Klay, and he starts barking. Starts barking at Klay. And then they hit another shot, and Jason Kidd calls a timeout. Draymond's talking to Jason Kidd. Talking that talk. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. I was like, what's going on here? Everyone's just moving different. And I looked at Bully, I looked at Fezzi, and I said, is this different? I was sweating. I was getting nervous. I said, whoa, this is just November. Bonte Hill can't handle a game like this on November 12th. We got 5 more months in this crap, all right? We got 5 more months. Buckle up, folks. You could feel it. In the first 6 minutes, I said, oh, yeah, this is different.
You're saying, like, oh, we got 5 more. We do. But if they go on a nice little run for a couple months, you can't hit the cruise control.
No, there's no cruising. We're trying to work till July, baby.
No, I'm saying, like, in terms of the standings. Like,
look at Stidey. Look
you
at Stidey.
Have to here. Stack wins early.
You have to stack these wins. Well, Stidey's here early.
Is this the best 10-game stretch from Draymond?
What the hell is Stidey doing here at 7:30 in the morning?
Stidey probably stayed up all night.
Is he watching the game right now?
Stidey was probably with the overnight dancers.
All right, let's go to James and Napa. James, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I got a betting question that I need your input on.
All right.
So I placed a bet and took the Warriors winning more than 46 games this year.
Oh, wow.
And with their 9-2 start, they just have to win, be 7 games above 500. So the bookie calls me and says, we think you've got a good bet. We'll pay you 75% of your winnings right now if we can do that. Huh. So would you take the bet? I'm worried about the health, like you guys were saying.
Yeah, you know what, James?
So I'm thinking,
so you got the game, right? 46 games. The over-under to start the season was 43.5. So you kind of you kind of got devalued a little bit there. You got 2.5 more wins that you got to get here. 43.5 is a lock, and I will tell you to keep the bet. 46 is very interesting. But when I look at the schedule here, and it eases up towards the tail end of the season, I think you just let it ride and try to get to 100%. Why not go all in?
I'd take the money right now.
Go hard or go home, man.
Yeah, I disagree. If a bookie is offering to give you money, you
take there's the a money. Reason why a bookie's offering you money, because he knows that 46 is going to happen. James, how do you feel about it?
Well, I'm inclined to take it because I think that money in the bank is worth a lot.
A bird in the
hand.
And
I never know what the health is going to be like of Curry. What happens if he's gone for 2-3 weeks?
Well, you tell me. Is it a big bet? Is the 75% worth it?
Yeah, I bet a grand.
Oh, yeah. Now you take the bet. Take the money now.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Come on.
Take the money now. You know what? You got your cash in the
bank.
The fact that a bookie's already offering money, that's a silly thing. The bookie must be going broke. Take the money now because the bookie may try to skeep town, James.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
The great Steve Miller Band, which plays at the Fillmore from time to time, take the money and run. Hoo, hoo, hoo. You didn't like that?
Fly like an eagle.
There we go!
Listen, I'm telling you. James and Apple, take the money now.
You're acting like the Joker.
No, this money now, because this bookie, whoever he is, the fact that he's offering money right now, yeah, take the money, because this dude may skip town. He may skip town if you do get the 46, 47. Take the money now.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Coach of Vallejo. Coach, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Watching
the Warriors game, I think the what's been going under the radar is the consistency and the force of Kuminga and the reliability of Kuminga. I mean, Kuminga is, if you notice, every fourth quarter he's part of that closing lineup, because you're talking about somebody that's gravity. When he gets on the court, he has everyone's attention. He's making his shots. He's not turning the ball over. He's rebounding. He's playing great defense. He's being so consistent that no one's talking about him anymore. And that's what I like to see. And, Vontae, I know you see it every night, but Kerr knows that Kuminga is such a versatile player and such a complicated player that he's a matchup terror for anyone offensively and defensively.
Coach, stay on line for a second, because you said something there, and he shifted to the bench, and he's been a total professional. Every interview, hey, I know I'm going to get my minutes. It's about winning games. And he's playing winning basketball. And you're right. When a guy's doing well, and I want to start doing this more and more, we don't do this in sports anymore. When a guy starts playing well, Coach, you're right. People just don't even want to talk about him. They're waiting for him to go 3-for-14. They're waiting for him to have 5 turnovers. They're waiting for him to get pulled and yanked after a 13-minute stint in a game. JK deserves a lot of love, Coach, and I'm glad you're doing it here, because 5 rebounds, we asked him to rebound more. 5 more rebounds yesterday. 16 points off the bench. Locked down defense on the perimeter in that closing lineup with Andrew Wiggins. He's starting to get it and understand what he needs to do here. So, Coach, I'm glad you called it and gave JK love, because he deserves some love. A lot of people are hard on this young man.
Thank you. You know, and that's what I see. They used to nitpick his game, and if you notice, he brings the ball up court well, and everyone has to pay attention. So I like that with Kuminga, and, you know, I hope he keeps playing well. He's showing everyone that he is a big, big-time player. And I think he's a better ball player than Jimmy Butler. I really do.
Coach, let me ask you this one. Conversely, it does feel like Pods is on a little slump right now. What are you seeing from him?
Okay, I think Pods is feeling the pressure of second year, and they're paying attention to Pods. And Pods, unfortunately, he just doesn't have the athleticism to get away. And I think that's where Melton is above Pods.
Yeah.
He has the athleticism and the speed. And Pods just needs to settle down and do what he's doing now. If you notice, he's not shooting as much.
Yep.
So I think he needs to stay within himself and not try to be a star.
Would you agree? He gets himself in trouble by over-dribbling and penetrating into the lane and then picking up his dribble with no real purpose, right? Like, when you pick up your dribble and then you're in the middle of the key, they clamp those passing lanes on the perimeter, and it's just, I don't know, man. I agree. He is kind of pressing.
He's pressing a little bit. No, he's 8 of 41 from the 3-point line. He's shooting 16.7% for 3 right now.
You think the mask has anything to do with that?
Maybe the mask does have something to do with that. And one thing that Steve Kerr's trying to check him on, stop talking to the referees.
Well, that's
yesterday he looked and he fouled Kyrie on the elbow, and he's trying to get Steve Kerr and company to challenge it. And this is how you know a coach doesn't want to hear it. They don't even look at you. Steve Kerr, the coach, said, didn't even look at Pods. It's like, dude, let's just play on. So he's trying to do too much right now. He's trying to do too much, which he wants it too bad. And you know what? I'd rather have a player who wants it too bad, because I do believe I could dial that back a little bit with Pods. But right now he's in a rut. There's no doubt. And Steve Kerr's rotations are showing you that, hey, if you're not playing well, you're not going to get minutes. And Pods was the 10th guy off the bench last night. So Pods knows he's got to play better. Kerr knows he's got to play better. And I do believe he'll play better. But there is a little something to that sophomore slump here with Brendan Podziemski, because there's a lot of hype, a lot of fanfare for making an all-rookie first team. He's just trying to do a little too much right now.
Yeah, to me, it's like the over-dribbling into the lane, picking up your dribble with not a clear purpose of where to go. Either shoot or kick it out quickly. The longer you're pivoting, and it's just the worse the results become, that the clock is ticking down on the shot clock. And I still like him. I still like him a lot as a player. And I don't love that they had him guarding Luka for long stretches. It's a poor matchup for him.
No doubt.
Luka's just a monster.
Luka's a monster. Let's go to Let's see. Oh, let's go to Philbo Mike. Philbo Mike's in the building. What's up, Uri. Philbo?
Uri. Oh, Frisco has to know what's up. Oh, yeah. But anyway, oh man, what a! I don't know where I want to start with this because it's a lot. The crowd, the best Chase Center crowd I've ever seen or heard.
It was
louder than some Oracle. I may be tweaking prisoner of the moment, but I don't know, man. That was pretty. That was crazy last night. The TNT, Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Shaq said, I've never seen a player get that much love. I've never seen players, when they come back home, they don't get, you know, you get a little trip. They gave Clay what he deserved. And I love to see that, to just to show the NBA world, hey, man, Chase Center lit. We show love to our players when it's deserved. It was just a good, classy look, man.
Yep.
Started from the 400 employees. I seen Bonte out there. I'm joking, Bonte. I didn't see you out there clapping for Clay. But nah, man, that was super tight, bro. And then also, I just want to say, I've never seen the emotion. Like, with going into it, they trying to play it down. Steph even trying to play it down. But you said it, Barfay. Within the first 6, 7 minutes, 8, 10 minutes, the vibe was, it was like a playoff opening night vibe. It was super weird, bro.
It felt personal.
The level of play.
Philbo, you could cut the tension. You couldn't cut the tension with a knife. Dude, it was different, man. I'm still trying to come down from it and really compartmentalize what I saw last night, what I witnessed at Chase Center. And it started when I walked into Thrive City, Philmo. It was more packed than the damn NBA Finals at Thrive City.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Like the vibe the whole day was different from everything. Mark Willard said it yesterday. He was like, man, it's never usually this packed. The passion that they were just displaying on all levels, bro, it was unmatched. I kid you not. I was super proud. I was happy for the team, and the level of play was matched with the hype of the game.
Hey, Mike. Yep.
And now Luka was going at it. Kyrie had a couple of moments. Steph stole the show. Clay got some redemption threes. Hit him with the shimmy. They did stuff we never seen. Have you ever seen Steph Curry curse out, say, this is my house like that?
Yeah, no.
Come on, man.
No. Mike, how about Draymond Green? You're sleeping on Trey.
My God.
How about that block at the rim? He sounded like Guru right there.
Philbo, real quick. Draymond Green. In his start to the season.
Yes, thank
he
you.
Talked about
he's been amazing.
He talked about the champion to change. When he said, you know, I'm going to be a champion to change, I stunk last year. I let this team down in the organization. Well, I got no problems with Draymond Green, man. Draymond Green is playing out of his mind right now.
No problems at all. He's playing out of his mind. That defense, those defensive plays from someone bigger than you, only 6'6", to hang in the air, you got the long enough arms to stay up long enough and block him as he's coming down. The charging plays, the passes. Draymond was playing, man. He was in his bag, bro. He did his thing. Y'all have a great show, bro. Yeah,
thanks, Philmo. I'm fired up, man. I'm so damn fired up about this team. And we talk about Steph and Clay. Can't forget about, you know, whether or not you call him the second wheel or third wheel, but Draymond Green's part of that trio. That great trio that won a lot of role playoff series, a lot of playoff series together, 6 NBA finals together, 4 championships together. And Dre told us he's a champion to change. And then he told us, you know, what was that? The Wednesday against the Pelicans after slowing down Zion and holding a 5-20 shooting. Don't forget about Dre when it comes to all defensive teams. Well, last night you could just see it early with him. And Steve Kerr said it. Where's the cut? Do you have the Steve Kerr on Draymond Green's playoff intensity? I want to hear that. Because Steve Kerr, we don't have that yet? All right, we got to find that.
51 games without a flagrant foul.
Well, what I thought you were going to say was 65 games played. 11 down, baby.
Well, I mean, you know, get a nice cushion, get to 60 wins, and sit out the last 2 months.
He's moving so well defensively. And again, no turnovers.
What's the offense?
No turnovers.
When he ripped that three on the wing, nothing but net. I go, wow, that's as pretty as his shot as looks since 2016.
Well, Steph,
no, like the arc, because his shot's been flat the last couple of years.
Steph said it. I don't care if he's 0 for 20. he needs to be aggressive for us offensively.
Absolutely.
And right now he's being very aggressive offensively. He's putting together both ends on the floor to block on Daniel Gafford to take the charge. I don't think it was a charge, but hey, he's got the wherewithal to take it and make the referee make a call. The Scott Foster made a call. Warriors ball. Warriors ball. Play on. But his intensity early on in this game, in that game, talking to Clay, talking to Jason Kidd, talking to whoever wanted to listen, blocking shots, not to unbelievable play. And he's in his mid-30s. He's aging well right now. He took care of his body, man. Draymond Green's balling, man. You got to give him credit when credit is due.
Well, I could make an argument this is his best 10-game stretch since the playoffs in 2022.
Yeah, you could say that.
He's been awesome.
He's trending up, no doubt.
He's been awesome. And we take so many calls when he's bad, so I want to hear people give him credit, myself included, when he's playing awesome.
Yeah, no, we don't do that in this industry, though. We don't give credit when credit is due for some reason. Drew in Oakland. Drew, what's happening?
Good morning, guys. Hey,
morning.
I just wanted to say that I see something different. And you talk about a regular game in November. What I see is a team that the past couple of years, when they get punched in the mouth in the fourth quarter, it was night-night for them. But what we're seeing is a team that is now a team again with the resiliency, addition by subtraction, no shade on Clay, right? But when you get three competent players for one who has lost a step, and then you have guys now who have totally bought in, and they're already cohesive as a team this close to the beginning of the season. It is just amazing.
It is amazing. You're so right here. Here's what Steve Kerr. I'm going to get back to Draymond's intensity. Here's Steve Kerr on Draymond's intensity last night.
I mean, you saw down the stretch, Chris DeMarco said he was playing like it was game 7 of the finals, you know. But that's Draymond. He's the ultimate competitor. And it did feel like a big night. Obviously, it was with Clay coming back and the defending conference champions in the house. So it felt like a big night, and our guys responded.
Steve Kerr and DeMarco dropping game 7 finals intensity. So it wasn't just me. Was it just Draymond? Was it just DeMarco? Was it just you? It's everybody said, wait, this is November 12th, and now it's the 13th, and these guys are playing like they're in April and May?
They're hell-bent on proving that they're good again.
Yep.
I mean, that's the sense that I get. Hell-bent. And the rest of the guys that have been kind of cast-offs and haven't found their footing in the league for whatever reason, they all feel like they've found a home and a place where they can thrive, and they clearly all feel like unified. I mean, Buddy Hield wasn't even in the game when Steph Curry hit that three and came running onto the floor to celebrate with him.
He's bought in.
Him and Curry have a connection. They're bought in.
408 Comcast Business Text Line. That place last night was rocking. First game for my two sons, 5 and 6, and what a first game for those two young men.
Fans
but
for
they
life
were
now.
In it until the last second, late to school, but that's okay. Hey, that is okay, young men. Who cares about the books today after a game like that? I would have told you to say, hey, we're calling it sick, buddy. We're going to watch the game
happy
over for
day.
Lunch.
Dad needs a day off, too, though.
Dude, but listen.
Watching two kids at home is tough.
And then he wants to talk about Loon's impact on yesterday's game. And did you hear the Loon chants? Lou grabbed a rebound and a tip in, and you hear Chase Sutter go, Loon, and it was a loud Loon. I go, okay, Loon's back.
Yelled out, Windex.
Windex.
He had more offensive rebounds alone than the entire Dallas Mavericks team.
That's what he does. He's one of the league leaders.
He had like 9.
He's one of the league leaders.
Ridiculous yesterday.
He had 9 offensive rebounds again, 11 overall. All he does is clear up the clean glass. Mr. Windex, shout out to Sleprock. What is Sleprock at? 888-957-9570. I haven't heard from Sleprock in a long time.
He's probably hurt.
Hell of a nickname.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right, some Niner news here. D'Amador Lenore did sign a 5-year, $92 million contract extension, and it got overshadowed by this Warriors game. But shout out to D'Amador Lenore. Well-earned money, 5 years, 92. I don't know the details yet. We'll get the details about the deal once it gets released here. But 5 years, $92 million on surface here for D'Amador Lenore. As of injuries, Shanahan announced on his conference call on Monday that George Kittle is somebody to watch. Said that Kittle suffered some hamstring irritation. Ugh. I don't even know what hamstring irritation is. Is this irritated? Is this a bad virus?
What happens when you're our age?
Hamstring irritation.
On a Wednesday.
That's a new one, but he suffered hamstring irritation during Sunday's win. It will be monitored through the week to see how things go with him. He'll be further evaluated today. So we get more clarity on his status for Sunday. They can't miss George Kittle. He's played at an unbelievable level. Gosh. All right. Injury Report brought to you by Boxer Girls, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. All right, what's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. We got Verducci. He wants to talk about Stackhouse's impact on defense. We got Josh at 580. He wants to talk about going 11 deep. We got Tony in Oakland. He said he's getting 2022 vibes. David SF says it's a big win last night. Antonio in Oakland, you know how he feels. Got a who's who. There's so many topics to talk about when it comes to the Golden State Warriors team, as they're 9-2 right now. They get an Emirates NBA Cup win, Spadoni, as the Warriors try to hang a banner of the Emirates NBA Cup, baby. Cup fever. Do you have it or not? Cup fever.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.